Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am here to have the episode Tuesday Tip with the Queen. I am so excited about that, and this is show number 31, which means 31 weeks of us having conversation, dialogue, rather, me just providing wonderful training to you guys on the various tips that I've learned throughout the years. One of the things that I wanted to share with you is really it is so important that we're constantly increasing our information and our thoughts and our learnings and whatnot. And when we do that, that's when we can really see a difference in our business, see a difference in our life. When we stay committed to just getting better and just getting better every day, whatever that means to you is what you should do. I am constantly committed to just getting better. So today, as word is, I am here in Texas, so I am going to tackle the word heat. We have had, I think this is day number 9 of over 100 degrees, record temperature, and it's been really hot here. It really has. So I wanted to tackle the word heat indefinitely in the training today for the Tuesday tip. H for me stands for heart. And what I mean by that is when you really decide that you're going to give your heart at something, that's when you can really see some different things happen and some really unique things happen in people's lives. Many times we don't realize the effect that we have in terms of helping others get to where they need to go. So I just encourage you to have a heart about what you're doing. Always do the things that you love. And if you can't do the things that you love, do the things that you feel will bring love to other people and will not only, if it may not be your favorite thing at this point in your life, but it might be something that you see that other people totally enjoy. And I tell you, that makes a huge difference in your life and in theirs. If you could just always be the type of person who wants to give to others and help them get to the next level. It makes a huge difference in just life in general. So I just encourage you to do that. Always have heart in any and everything that you're doing. Have heart in knowing that you are making a difference. Okay, so that is the H in heat. The E in heat is excitement. I want you to get excited about something. I meet far too many people who are no longer excited about not only what they do, but who they serve and how they serve. I think of so many times of various teachers that are really in the middle of a school year or whatnot, and they just find that they just don't like it anymore. And I really have to really just throw out my heart to them because it is not easy to do something every day that you don't like anymore. So I just encourage people always be in a situation where if you are in something you don't like, make a plan to get out and do the things that you love. Because what will happen is the more you're able to do those things you love, the better things will be for you. You will find that so many things are just so good for you and so beneficial to your life when you do those things that you love. So that being said, that's E for excitement. The A stands for action. And one of the things that I know is you've got to be in action every day of your life. And sometimes that action may be sitting behind a desk. And I say that because a lot of people think of action, you've got to be out in the community, you've got to be doing something. Many times your action needs to be that you are planning and you're plotting and you're getting things together that you need to get together. So many times we don't spend enough time just really doing those things to get our lives together. And I tell you, that is one of the biggest things that I have seen with the lack of planning. I mean, I've really seen a lot of people do things that they probably could do a lot better if they just planned a little bit more. And not just really, you know, going overboard, but I just know that planning makes a huge difference. And when you're planning and you're going to the next level and you're doing the things that you need to do, it can make a difference. It really can make a difference if you just take action every day. action, just a little bit of action. And I say that because I've been that person. I've been that person who have been so stressed out and so thinking, what am I going to do? How am I going to get out of this? And, you know, looking back over that, I've realized that it's just those little action steps that make all of the difference in the world. And when we just commit to be in action, just commit to do something different, commit to be the best that we could be, it makes all of the difference in the world. So our actions will follow our words, actually. So if we just constantly are saying we are doing getting better and better every day, and I see myself as a winner, I see myself as somebody who is constantly going forward with my goals, constantly reaching and striving to do something not only that the crowd loves, but do something that I indeed love, do something that I'm happy to be a part of and that I'm happy to do. That's when we know that good things can happen. I tell the world this, that we are made up of so many different, really just different ideas and, you know, strategies and whatnot. And I found that, my goodness, when you decide that you are going to do something, that action, you can end up being very active in a very short period of time, because not only do you, you know, just decide, okay, I am going to get into action and really just do what I need to do. So I just encourage people to do just that. It's not easy all the time, but it is definitely worth it. So I just encourage you to get into action each and every day of your life. So I just encourage you about the action. The last letter is T, and I did that for teach, because what I know is when you are in a situation where, my goodness, teaching is what you need to do next, and that's the ideal situation. It really is. The ideal situation is for us to learn something, get so good at it that we can teach it to others. And when we do that, not only do we know that that we are just doing the best we can do, we can help a lot of people just grow to the next level. And I tell you, it's that growing that has really made a difference in my life, because I see myself growing every day and every day becoming stronger and more comfortable with what I have going on, more comfortable with how I show up, how I help people. And I encourage you to do the same. I want you to learn how to be just really be that person that others look to for guidance, that look to for growth, just look to for a number of things. And when you are that person, it makes all of the world of a difference. You know, many times we just kind of get stuck, I would say, stuck in our life and stuck in things that are going on and whatnot, and we really don't believe that we can make that genuine difference. Well, I just encourage you to know that you can make a difference. You can make a huge difference. So I just encourage you to do just that. So today's word that we tackled was the word heat, because like I said, here in Texas, it is very hot. So the word heat, that H stands for heart, that E stands for excitement, that A stands for action, and that T stands for teach. I want you to take those words and apply them to your own life. This is Cheryl Jones with the Tuesday Tip, episode number 31. Have a wonderful day.